The Giga Society has fewer than 10 members.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
To qualify as a Giga Society member, a person has to have an extremely high IQ, like 180 to 200. With this outlandish qualification, only about 10 people in the whole world can qualify to be members. How different is the society Jesus Christ is establishing, and how extraordinary are the benefits for all its members? The writer of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, calls this society the Church of the Firstborn. He calls them firstborn because they now have a firstborn's inheritance, eternal life. Their privilege as firstborns is due not because they have done something to deserve such an inheritance, but because God has bequeathed it to them. He did this based on the price his son paid when he died on the cross. By dying and rising again, Jesus established a new covenant, a new charter. This new charter permits believers in Christ to live in a new relationship with God, one that is utterly mind-boggling. Through Christ, we can enter the very presence of God Himself. We can have sweet peace, joy, and fellowship with Him. In this relationship, God assures us of His love, His wisdom, His power to help us function in our world today. Furthermore, He promises us that when this life ends, we will have Him as our inheritance forever. This is far better than membership in the Giga Society.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com